This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Indian space startup Skyroot's Infinity Campus today via video conferencing. He will also unveil Skyroot's first orbital rocket, Vikram-1, with capability to launch satellites to orbit. The state-of-the-art facility will have around 200,000 square feet workspace for designing, developing, integrating and testing multiple launch vehicles with a capacity to build one orbital rocket every month. Ahmedabad has been formally awarded hosting rights of the 2030 Commonwealth Games. The decision was approved by delegates from 74 Commonwealth nations at the General Assembly in Glasgow, United Kingdom. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated countrymen on India winning the bid, saying it is the country's collective commitment and spirit of sportsmanship that has placed India firmly on the global sporting map. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan also expressed happiness over India winning the bid to host the Centenary Commonwealth Games 2030 in Ahmedabad. In a social media post, the Vice President said that this landmark development reflects the collective strength, talent and spirit of the nation's sporting ecosystem. India has hit out at Pakistan for its recent remarks on flag-hoisting ceremony at Ram Temple, stressing that the neighbouring country has no moral standing to lecture others. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said New Delhi rejects the remarks with the contempt they deserve. The Ministry of External Affairs called out China's arbitrary actions with regards to the detention of an Indian citizen from Arunachal Pradesh in Shanghai Airport. Replying to a query on China, the spokesperson said, Arunachal Pradesh is an integral and inalienable part of India and no amount of denial by the Chinese side is going to change this indisputable reality. The cabinet yesterday approved the scheme to promote manufacturing of sintered rare earth permanent magnets with a financial outlay of 7,280 crore rupees. This first-of-its-kind initiative aims to establish 6,000 metric tons per annum of integrated rare earth permanent magnet manufacturing in the country. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted that rare earth permanent magnets are one of the strongest types of permanent magnets and are vital for electric vehicles, renewable energy, electronics, aerospace and defence applications. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will co-chair the third India-Indonesia Defence Ministry's dialogue with Indonesian Defence Ministers' dialogue with Indonesian Defence Minister Jafri Jamsuddin in New Delhi today. In a statement, the Minister of Defence said the two ministers will review regional security developments, discuss multilateral issues and explore new areas to deepen bilateral defence cooperation. A Delhi court has sent Soyab, the seventh accused in the Delhi Red Fort blast, to 10 days custody of National Investigation Agency. He was arrested in Faridabad by the investigating agency. Soyab was presented before the Patiala House Court yesterday, which sent him to NIA custody. The court also extended the custody of another suspect, Amir Rashid Ali, by 7 days. According to NIA, investigations have revealed that Soyab had provided logistical support to terrorist Umar Unnabi ahead of the 10th November car bombing that killed several persons and left many others injured outside the Red Fort in the national capital. Death toll in high-rise apartment fire at the Wang Fu Court housing complex in Tai Po district of Hong Kong has risen to 36. While 700 people have been evacuated to temporary shelters, 279 people are still missing. More than 800 firefighters are at the scene trying to tackle the blaze at Wang Fu Court. India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions at isolated places of Punjab and fog at isolated pockets over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Himachal Pradesh today. According to IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall along with thunder squalls is expected over the Andaman and Nicobar Islands for today. Uzbekistan's Grandmaster Javokhir Sendarov has clinched the FIDE Chess World Cup title in Arpora, Goa, defeating Chinese Grandmaster Wei Yi in the final. 19-year-old Sindarov has become the youngest ever player to achieve the feat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.